I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. My thanks to my colleague Cheryl Corley for filling in during my absence. I'm glad to be back. Just ahead, our regular Friday features, we'll talk about so-called prosperity gospel in our Faith Matters conversation and how faith communities are dealing with the floods in the Midwest. But first, it's time for our weekly political chat. After a long primary season, conservative voters are consolidating behind Republican presidential candidate John McCain, and African Americans are doing the same behind Democratic opponent Barack Obama. But what about conservative African Americans? The question was touched off in part because conservative radio talk show host Armstrong Williams, who says he has never voted for a Democrat for president, wrote last week that he has not ruled out the possibility of voting for Obama. He's here to talk about this, along with George Mason University's Michael Fauntroy. He's an assistant professor of public policy there and author of the book Republicans and the Black Vote. Thank you both for joining me. Armstrong, let's start with you. I take it the world is not universally applauding your admission that you are considering Barack Obama. Getting a little heat for this?
Oh, no, not at all. I think it's something that's understandable. I've not said that I'm voting for Senator Barack Obama, but I'm saying that I will not blindly go into the November election, as I've done in the past, and automatically vote for a Republican. That just will not happen. I certainly could never vote for Senator Barack Obama because of his race, because that would contradict everything I've ever written and advocated, and it would make me to be a hypocrite and I would lose credibility. But certainly, there are some things that you must consider in this race, and that is, since the founding of this country, only white men have occupied the White House, and anybody would be foolish to say that not watching this presidential election season, the possibility of a woman and somebody other than a white man occupying the White House shows the progress of America.
Is there even one public policy issue on which you and Senator Obama agree?
I doubt it. I mean, you're right, I really doubt it. And the sad news is that I'm hoping that after the general election, that he will, because what people advocate during the primary is not necessarily what they will advocate after the conventions are over. I'm just hoping that there are advisors close enough to him who's on the side of the aisle, who's more in line with my way of thinking and my values, that will sort of enhance, because I think there's a lot of hope for him. There's a lot of promise. I think he will listen. I think he will cross over to show that he can consider other positions that he has not always been his own. And I also believe that he could possibly appoint conservatives in his administration.
But if there's nothing you agree on from a public policy standpoint, and I'm not absolutely sure that's true, given particularly his recent statements and his statements throughout his career on issues like the importance of fathers, for example.
But
let's just say that that's true. Why else would you even consider him other than his race?
Well, that's the point I'm making. I said I can't vote for him because of his race, but obviously you cannot ignore the fact the historical application, what is being amplified here by the fact he has all the credentials, he's certainly qualified, and obviously it has forced me to look at race as I've never looked at it before, and that's why I've been in such anguish, because I can't vote for him because he's black. I would like to consider him in November, but obviously there's got to be something else that I'm hoping I can see before the election in November. That's the whole point, of course.
Michael Fauntroy, is Armstrong Williams on his own island here, or are others of his particular political perspective facing the same dilemma?
I get the sense that he is not alone. There are a number of African-American Republicans, be they moderate or conservative, with whom I've had contact, you know, sort of in on my book tour and just sort of touching base with people I've met over time, who are really struggling with this. And they're saying things like, well, you know, I don't want to vote for him just because he's black. But when you boil it down, you know, the real reason why they're considering him so strongly is, A, he's black and credible, and B, they are not particularly happy with the Republican Party or John McCain or some combination thereof. There are a number of different things that are going on here.
But what's the relevance of his being black? If you consider it to be a core conservative position,
sure,
that race should not matter, and this is something that people disagree about. But if you consider it a core conservative position that race should not matter or does not matter, if you argue from a policy standpoint that race does not matter or should not matter, how can you justify considering race?
Well, there is
this a cultural issue, a spiritual and emotional issue.
There is the contradiction. I think that there are a number of African-American Republicans who sort of acknowledge the role that race plays in our country, but have continually in terms of their politics, tried to avoid that in terms of public policy. And as it relates to Barack Obama, you know, if you're not voting with him on policy, then why else are you voting for him? And I think for a number of them, that's just going to be a real problem going forward.
I like to add to that, Michelle, because I think I actually think that's an excellent point. Actually, you know, I think this is very good for me personally. It says a lot about my maturity. I always said I would never consider race. It would never enter my mind. But obviously, that has just been thrown smack in my face, and it is causing a dilemma for me. And my looking at Senator Barack Obama has nothing to do with my being dissatisfied with the Republican nominee, because I just find Senator John McCain to be overwhelmingly more qualified in terms of his experience, his credentials, his foreign policy. Yet he's liberal in many ways, but he comes closer to where I am than Senator Barack Obama. So it has nothing to do with the nominee, because if it were Senator Hillary Clinton or anyone else, it would be an easy vote. But I just find it difficult to just say, I'm just going to go there and vote for him, and he's everything that I want.
Hold on a second, Michael.
That speaks to a larger question here that has not been discussed enough, and that is the history question.
Yes.
A generation down the line, Armstrong Williams and other African-American Republicans are going to be sitting in rooms and kitchens and living rooms all over the country with their sons and daughters and nieces and nephews and other kids. And they're going to say, well, wait a second. Where were you when the first black president was elected? And I think for some of them, it's going to be very difficult to say, I didn't support him. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going on with Armstrong. I have no idea. But I will tell you that the conversations I've had with African-American Republicans, the history question actually does factor into the analysis.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with George Mason University Assistant Professor Michael Fauntroy and conservative talk show host Armstrong Williams about the dilemma of black Republicans and conservatives in this year's election. Armstrong Williams, you wrote about this in almost spiritual terms. You wrote that in response, you said you got thousands of emails in response to the comments that you were considering Obama. And you said, my comments about being undecided and having no idea who I would put the lever for in November remain true and firm. Pull the lever for, I should say, remain true and firm. Yes, I know the truth about him and still can't ignore how the hand of God works. How can you not be moved by the progress of America in this experiment of democracy by reminding this world that we have moved beyond race and labels and are more than willing to support the best candidate for the White House, whether a woman or American black? Your words. So talk to me a little about that. Does this feel like a spiritual dilemma?
It is spiritual for me, and because the reason why my mother is mentioned is because for the first time in my life, my mother and I are at a crossroads. She's firm with Senator Barack Obama. She's firm that she just cannot ignore history in this, and that she will not take an absentee ballot. She's 82 years old, and she's going to the polls to pull that lever. That has infected my entire household. There are very few in that household that won't do the same. And so I'm not at odds with them. They understand my dilemma, but I cannot ignore history. And also understand this. Who can say that all the men who've been elected president since our founding were there because they were the best and qualified, and that race had nothing to do with it? You better believe that we have been conditioned to believe that only white men can become president of the United States. Listen, that is in my being factored, too. But I don't want to be like those who have voted against someone like a Doug Wilder who thought he was going to win by a landslide when he ran for governor of Virginia, and yet he barely won. I don't want to vote for him, Barack Obama, because he's black, but I don't want racists to vote against him because he's black either. So it is a dilemma, but still, I've got to face it. This is my journey, and I have to pray about it. I think the hand of God is moving. I think it's something that generations have prayed for. My mother says she never thought in her life. She lived to see this moment, and there's no way that she will not make history by pulling the lever for progress, what the American people have shown, not just black Americans, but this is for all Americans, because none of us can do it alone.
Michael, a number of African-American Democrats who supported Hillary Clinton during the primaries paid a price for that. Their constituents said the same thing to you. How can you let this opportunity go by? It was difficult for them. Do you think it works the same way for conservatives? There's something who are used to bucking the tide of community, by the way.
Sure,
clearly,
sure.
Armstrong Williams is used to not being in the mainstream of African-American public opinion. But is there something about that historical tide that is different from other scenarios in politics?
Well, you know, that's a very curious question to me, because at some level, there are a number of African-American conservatives who, in some respects, are very much like black nationalists, okay? In that, they cite Garvey and others as being inspirational to them. And when you look at it from that perspective, it makes a lot of sense to me that there are conservatives who are really tied up in knots about this, because they understand not just what this is about for right now, but also what this means a generation or so down the line. And that's just domestically. I mean, for me, the biggest impact for this is international and what a President Obama can do for America's image around the world. And so so it makes perfect sense to me.
Armstrong, we have a minute left. How are you going to decide?
You know, obviously, I just think the most important thing for me is to be honest. And that's where I am in my life now. And so, you know, I have no idea how will I decide. You know, obviously, I believe that John McCain is the best candidate for the White House, but that's not enough for me in this election. And obviously, I'd say I'm going to look for some sign in terms of Senator Barack Obama, in terms of his policies that I can embrace, and I don't think that's going to happen either. So somewhere along the line between now and November, I've got to make a decision about whether it's more important for me to make a decision based on the stances that I've advocated in the past, or for the first time in my life, I'm going to contradict myself and just throw everything out the window that I advocated and believed in. And that's very tough for me because I don't want to be a hypocrite. But I got to tell you, it's a dilemma for me.
Can you actually envision yourself walking into the booth or however it is that you vote and pulling that lever?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, of course. I can see it. I mean, and listen, if I do it, I live by it, I admit it, and feel good about it. And, you know, people can be upset about it, but this is the decision I made. This is my right.
I understand.
It's
all
no
right.
one else's.
All
it's
right.
my decision. No, I will feel very good about it. The same way I will feel, and I must admit, if I pull it for Senator John McCain, I would be in agony.
All right.
Even if I do it, I will agonize
over it.
Okay,
we're going to have to leave it there for now. Okay. Keep us posted. Armstrong Williams is a conservative radio talk show host and commentator. He joined us from his home in Washington. We're also joined by George Mason University Assistant Professor Michael Fauntroy. His last book was Republicans and the Black Vote. He was kind enough to join us in our Washington studio. I thank you both so much.
You're very welcome.